So, Bob, this is the quayside.
Right.
And my dad used to bring us here on Sunday morning when he finished work, and there'd be a market here, and it was a big treat to come here. It's an open air.
Right.
That's the Sage, that's the music center.
It's the music center.
Or the snail, as they call it here.
Right.
Now, there's some controversy about this, whether this was built before Sydney Harbour Bridge.
I gather. I heard rumors that it seems to me it's
I think, but the story I had was this was the prototype. This was
we're
the prototype.
Going for it. They saw that it worked here, and then they figured Sydney would jump on the bandwagon.
This is much smaller than Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
See, the market's still here.
As I say, yeah, exactly. Let's see what we have to get here.
How much is this going for?
You not better much. Come on. No, be careful here. Be careful here.
It's all lies. It's all lies. Newcastle United.
That's a nice Newcastle United book, that.
How much?
£10, a small fee.
See you again.
Bless you, sir.
Did he find that book, or did, was it just there?
We found it, it didn't take long.
I think it's great to have a river running through a city. You know, that river is an immense symbol of continuity, the spirit of the town, of commerce, of history. And I think people relate to it, probably more unconsciously than consciously. This is called Dean Street. It's right. A long, long hill up into the right. Center of town. And if you want to express incredulity here, you say, if that's true, I'll push an orange with me nose up Dean Street. We have some very colorful expressions here. If you want to express uselessness,
right.
You say, you're as much good as a one-legged man at an ass-kicking party. Now, this is Dean Street proper. You can imagine pushing an orange up with your nose up the street. So this is Station Road, where my dad's dairy was. Opposite the church here, it's now a Chinese takeaway. That's just there. My father was had a lovely voice. He would sing at parties, and my mother was a pianist. She was quite a good piano player. I think what my uncle gave me my first guitar. He emigrated to Canada when I was about 7, and he left the guitar. I had 5 rusty strings. I learned to play it, saved up for the extra string, and it became my friend for life. You know, I've often said that music is like an obsessive compulsive disorder. You just sit playing scales for hours on end. But they left me to my own devices, and I tended to live in a sort of dream world. I think I dreamt my future, just fantasizing about what life could be if you were a musician. I don't know where I got this idea from.
Where did you discover that you had this voice and this rather particular
well,
voice?
Well, as a strategy, I hung out with the hoods in the class, the delinquents. But when we sang as a class, we had we sing hymns or whatever. I did realize I had this rather nice voice. I was singing in tune and sweet. And the teacher would say, "Who's that? Come out here." And I said, "Go and sing." I'd start singing like, because if I sang beautifully, I'd get beaten up. In your eyes, the world is broken now, all in sorrow, wise men.